interesting story about long-term care insurance. In the state of Washington, a year from now, Washington will launch the nation's first full-scale effort to help the state's workforce afford long-term care and services as they age. They have been paying into it now, taxpayers, for a little bit, and starting in a year, people are going to be able to start collecting on that to pay for their long-term care. It's a novel idea, and a bunch of other states are watching to see how this goes. Brian Gordon, as soon as I saw this story, I knew I had to call you. Hello, my friend.
Hey, how are you doing, John?
Good. Brian Gordon, Gordon Associates, 50 years. In fact, I think we're coming up on a big celebration, 50 years for you guys on the dot. You guys have been in this business of helping people get long-term care insurance. Have you been paying attention or noticing what Washington, the state, is doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's sent good waves through our industry and sent a lot of people panicking as it came into effect. And it was kind of some crazy times for our industry, yes. Absolutely.
Why panicking?
You know, what ends up happening, like everything else, everybody waits till the very last minute to do anything. And once people realize that they could actually opt out and, you know, if they have credible and qualified coverage in place before this tax went into effect, they can opt out of the Washington CARES program.
So they have an ability to get out. Okay.
They did. They no longer do, but they did. Yes.
Okay. Although I've seen some reports that now that people realize that maybe what they get from Washington might be better, although it's hard to say because it hasn't happened. But basically, they fund a 0.58% tax on the paychecks from workers in Washington. If you're curious what that amounts to, it's just under $2,500 a month if you make 50 grand. So if you make 100, it's just under $50 a month, et cetera, et cetera. They started collecting in July of 2023, and then starting a year from now, you can begin accessing long-term care benefits with a lifetime cap of $36,500. I don't know if that's direct dollars for dollars, like you just pull it out up till you get to $36,500. That doesn't sound like a bunch in the scope of how much long-term care ultimately costs, right, Brian?
Yeah, it's a pretty false sense of security for a lot of people. You know, $100, they provide $100 a day for up to a year.
Okay, that's not very long.
No, and not very much either, as we all know what the cost of care is around the country here.
But it's a start, right, isn't it? I mean, I guess what I wonder is, can people in Washington, and maybe if other states try this, still go to someone like you to get insurance to buttress up what the state is already offering?
I mean, they should, because these policies that they're offering through the states that they put in there are going to be very, you know, it's just basically giving someone $3,000 a month for a year. So it could help. It helps cover some of the cost. But I think one of the best things it did, it really brought to people's attention the real problem and the real cost that's incurred when people need care for themselves or their family should need help down the road. I think it's really put a big education out there for people.
Do you think this could be a big government boondoggle? Or do you think that this could be something that, again, like you're saying, people then become aware. Where are my tax dollars going? Oh, it's going to long-term care. How much am I going to get from the state? Oh, maybe not all that much. Why don't we add more on? Like, I actually think, Brian, you could end up with more customers if states around here did this.
I think it brings, obviously, the awareness and the attention. And when people analyze what they have versus what they can get in the open marketplace, they're able to get themselves a lot more robust coverage for themselves and really have real good protection. And for some people, this is all they may be able to get from a financial side of it, as well as an underwriting, a health side of it, too. They may not have any other options. But it's something that gets people thinking. It's really doing around here right now. And with companies that we work with, a lot of employers are starting to look at long-term care insurance to be able to offer some programs to their employees.
Boy, that would be certainly nice to be able to offer. Brian, I'm looking at, like, let's say you make $100,000 and it's like $50 a month for you to pay into this thing. I know there's a bazillion plans out there of a variety of different coverage options. But if I'm a relatively healthy 50-year-old and I want to buy a relatively average plan for long-term care insurance, I mean, like, roughly how much am I spending a month for something like that?
You know, it's a wide range depending on the kind of benefit somebody chooses for themselves and also the person's age when they acquire the coverage. We see people that are buying policies, and again, we have some short-term plans that match kind of the government program, which are not long-term care coverage. Those can be on the lower side. Those can be anywhere from $50 to $150 a month. And then when we look at the traditional or the hybrid long-term care plans, you know, we see people paying anywhere from $100 a month to $2,000 a month, depending on the kind of coverage they buy. And depending on and really on the kind of monthly benefit they purchase for themselves.
Can you buy a plan where you just pay it all in one lump sum, like out of an HSA or something like that?
You can't do it in an HSA. An HSA will allow you an age-based amount that you can take out of an HSA every year to pay a portion of the premiums. So that is something that a lot of our clients will do for themselves. But we do have policies that do allow for single premiums. We have a lot of people that have, life insurance. I'm working with a couple right now that has a life insurance policy, and they want to repurpose it because the policy is not growing, the death benefit is stagnant, and their needs have changed as they've gotten older. So we're doing an exchange from an existing life insurance policy to a hybrid life and long-term care plan to give them that protection they need at this stage of life. So it just depends on what people have. And how they need to, what they need for their future.
There's some plans out there, I think you told me once, or maybe one of the listeners signed up for one that you set them up with, where they paid for 10 years. Maybe it was a little bit more on the onset, but then they were done.
Yes. Yeah. No, we have a lot of 10 pays. Back in the day, you used to have a 10 pay, but you still had to budget for rate increases on those policies. Today, we have more of our policies we have can do a guaranteed premium for 10 years.
I'm not just going to say this, Brian, because you do advertise on the station. You're here tonight because I wanted to call you in. Terry Savage sings your praises as well and all that you do at Gordon & Associates. But considering the fact that you essentially provide this great service and you get paid by the insurance company that ultimately the people pick and you give them an array of options, is there any reason not to call you guys if you're considering long-term care insurance?
No, I mean, we will give a good review of everything and an honest opinion. What we find is there's a lot of people out there that don't have access to all the major carriers out there, which we do. And we will present pretty much any of our carriers that we would write for ourselves. We would present the people that we work with and usually give people 3 to 4 different options. And we also tell everybody what the advantage and disadvantage is of each of these products.
Yeah.
So that's how we try to do it.
It's a no-brainer. What's your phone number, Brian, people can reach you at?
We have a local number here in Chicago. It's 847-940-8866.
BestLTCplan.com.